It's midnight, and you know what that means. Don't ya.
Welcome, citizens, to the What I Wish I Didn't Know show. My name is Gilroy McFadden, and I am your host. At this very moment, I am approaching the Storm Lake Municipal Airport, where I am going to be witness to a spectacle called the Farm All Promenade. Now, listen closely, because I'm not going to explain this twice. The Farm All Promenade are apparently a bunch of tractors that square dance. I don't know. And frankly, I wish I didn't.
And there they are, lined up on the tarmac, tire to tire. Farm All. I see big M's like my dad used to have. What else we got out there? Looks like mostly big M's. So it's not going to be the tractor disco. They're not changing the format on us. It's still going to be the tractor hoedown. Groovy. Sound check. Song. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Why am I not surprised? Special bonus! We just got taken down by the girlfriend of one of the lady drivers to the very front row. I'm going to be at ground level. I'm going to be at wheel level for the performance.
We'd like to welcome you. I'm practicing to go down to Texas. Oh, dear. We'd like to welcome you. My name is Laura.
Hey, she's about as good as I am, huh?
I am from Nemaha, Iowa. And if the balloons would have gone that way, they'd have had the best view of our town. Because you got to see it from the
all
top,
six blocks.
Because when you go by, if you blink, you've lost it. So
square.
But we love our town, and our town loves us. And I think you'll see that here. Yeah. I looked out here, and I think we could
see that. And the dancers are walking onto the tarmac.
Gosh, look at these.
Oh, this is great.
These are some people.
They're all guys, but half of them are dressed in drag.
We don't want to tell everybody that until we get out here. Oh, isn't this... Oh, my God. We have balloons that match our outfit. Put Clinton in the crowd. We're going to square dance for you. I have eight people out here. Four young ladies all decked out in their finest. And four gentlemen that have matching colors. They have to have that because they don't know who their partner is if they don't. Now we're going to do some square dancing for you. And it's actually square dancing moves. So those of you who are square dancers, check out some of these moves. Is something wrong? You're going to turn me up? You're going to turn me on? You're going to turn me off? You're going to turn me up? How's that? Great. Nemaha's number one call girl right here. It's gonna be a fun night.
Hi, Kim.
All the balance is up to the phone. Out of your corner, and away we'll go. Turn that fat and line it up right. She'll be glad to be here tonight.
Kind of impressive. They really are in sync. I mean, like, they could be an Olympic team.
When you get home, we'll turn you around. Just close tires. Barely make a sound. Turn you around. Barely make a sound.
this the most interesting radio you've ever heard, or why? I ask ya, huh? Mrs. DeKalb in the Tractor Square at the Farm Hall Promenade. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. We just got done. I feel good. We had a wonderful crowd tonight. Real responsive. Well, our performance, I'd probably grade it about a B-. We had a little rough start. We had one of our substitute drivers standing in tonight, and substitute is really a misnomer because they're actually master drivers because they have to know everybody's part. The parts are actually different, and it takes just a little bit while to kind of get your wheels on the ground, you might say, to get oriented. After the first dance, then things went fine.
Is this your first year doing this, or how long have you been doing this?
We started this act with practices 2 years ago in 98, and worked for Wednesday and Sunday nights all summer practicing, and then cleaned the tractors up and repainted them throughout the 98-99 winter, and then we had it all polished and ready to go for the Nemaha Centennial in July of 99. That was the first time that we performed before a crowd.
These tractors do look great. Has the Farm Hall Promenade been going on since its inception in 53, was it?
No, not really. This is a kind of a reenactment of that group that did it in 1953. They did it for, I think, about four or five performances in the early 50s, and then they just kind of let it drop. They were actually square dance enthusiasts that happened to be farmers as well, and they thought, well, this would be kind of fun, and so they put it together, and so we just reenacted it. The gentleman that didn't dance tonight, Mr. Garst, who is Damon Mooney, saw it when he was 7 years old, and so when we were planning for the Nemaha Centennial, he said, you know, that'd be kind of fun to resurrect that act, and that's how it started for this time around.
Did you guys all happen to own these kind of tractors, or did you go out looking, combing the yards and stuff to find them, rebuild them?
Eight out of the ten were purchased after this started. The one that I'm leaning on right here is a 1949 C that was purchased by my great uncle in 1949, purchased new for about $700. So this is the only family heirloom in the group. There's one other tractor that was already owned by one of the members of the group, but otherwise everybody went out, combed the bushes, and found one. They're all very rough. The average age of these tractors is 52 years.
Wow. Are the female tractors smaller than the male ones on purpose? Is that planned?
Well, that's how the original group did it. It works very well. The C is a little bit smaller in stature. It's a 16-horsepower tractor. The H, a little bit larger, although the tire size matches up. And so that works well for driving side by side. And the H is a 25-horsepower tractor.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for
being
on my show. It was nice meeting you.
Off Mrs. Wilson, she's repottering her. This is Pioneer. Nobody wanted to dance with you. Did you notice that? She could be called the style problem. Okay, let's see if we can get through dance number two before we mess up.
Dance number two.
Square that set. Straighten up your faces.
Americans are referring to, in case I didn't make it clear earlier, are in fact men in drag.
Thank you, ladies. That will be all. One more group. These people over here with the prime seats tonight, those happen to be some of our faithful family followers, and we always like to have them here. So.
Except for me, I don't know any of the people on the tractors, but I'm the boyfriend of the girl who works with one of the girlfriends.
I have a niece down here, Jessica Mason. Now get this, we have 89 people in Nibiru. They're all here except for one, I don't know. Jessica's never seen us do this. Oh, can you believe it, guys? Yeah. Okay, we're on to our third dance. www.farmallpromenade.com, just in case you want to look us up.
Really? Hey, are you hearing that? www.farmallpromenade.com.
I'm sorry. You better get squared up. Squared up.
Oh, they're getting ready for dance number three.
Wanted them dancing before they were supposed to. We did learn how to square up a set, and we got the ladies, and we don't have somebody squared up. This would be Mike Wattier, his son, or her son. I don't know. Got married last night, so he's a little mixed, she's a little mixed up. What's she doing? That looks dangerous. All right, wave at the Holland photographer. He's up there. Okay. That wasn't a wave, Mike. Okay, let's see if we can get this thing started and get going.
All the men are converging on the stalled woman's tractor, trying to get it going. So I'm going to take a little break here, and I'll come back with you when the show starts again.
He can help you out.
Don't say no wrong, this might be part of the show.
Well, Nemaha only has a Methodist church.
All my mechanical skills.
Is your mechanical skills?
Getting ready. There's a priest now getting ready to bless the tractor.
Nothing? The blessing didn't work? That's right! Holy water? You need holy water? A whole lot of water!
House the tractor in water. So apparently my girlfriend, who drugged me to this event, lied to me when she said there was going to be no wet t-shirt contest.
It's not a contest.
Hands down, he wins.
Next performer, what do you say? Guys,
Utah's number one call girl. What's your name?
Lori Mason Schmidt.
Lori Mason Schmidt, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
So how did you get into this? What was the first time you did it?
We did it as a performance the first time July 9th of 1999 for NEMA Centennial. We practiced for about probably a year before that.
Tell me about the first days of practice. How was it like?
The very first days of practice were a little shaky. I mean, we had tractors that weren't painted. Some of them didn't even have the metal on the front of them or something because they were so afraid of banging them up. And we hit and we bumped off tires and we just kind of experimented mainly with different moves with the tractors about the first probably 3 weeks of practicing. And then we finally put together whole dances and just started working on them from there.
So what was the inspiration for starting the whole dance?
Actually, the NEMA Centennial. The men did it way back in 1953, some former NEMA early people. And one of our men remembered seeing it, and he said, this is something we've got to do for the centennial. So that's what we did.
Well, this is so great. I mean, I didn't expect it to be like this when I showed up. And I got to sit with all the families in the NEMA, and so it was just like special.
Oh, you were in the front row.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right, in the front row. Right next to the speaker so I could hear it.
Yeah.
Got your whole call on tape tonight.
Alrighty.
Including all the mess ups. Well,
yeah.
The one.
Yeah, the one big mess up. Scared me. I looked out there. I thought, where are they? Why are they all over the place when they're not supposed to be there? But, you know, it worked out fine. Gave the crowd something to hoot and holler about, and I think it got them into the thing of the dance. So, great.
So do you call for every performance?
I call for every performance so far. We have a substitute caller that one of these days, when I get laryngitis or something, he's in. He doesn't want to be in. Yeah, he does. He just needs to practice. It takes a lot of practice to be able to call because it's not just, I've got it all memorized. I know what's going on, but the tractors do different moves every night. They either get there faster, they get there slower, so I have to wait to make a different call at different times. So you have to be watching what's going on. So.
You ever just blow it so bad that it didn't match up with the music by the end anymore?
Oh, heavens, yes. And usually then the guys are looking at me like, what are you doing, girl? So I just keep talking and they keep pretending like they know what they're doing usually. So I don't know that we've ever run out of music yet, but I've double-taped all the songs, so it would take quite a bit to run out the whole music. So.
You got them looped so that it'll do it flawlessly?
Exactly. I've got them looped. So they'd have to go a long time messing up before we'd run out of music, and then I could hum it. I don't know if I could hum and talk at the same time, but I could try it, I'm guessing.
Who's the one in the group that knew how to square dance first?
Me.
You were the one that knows how to square dance.
That's about it. None of the guys knew how to square dance, so.
So, you not only had to teach them all how to square dance, but then you had to teach them how to do it on tractors. Do you drive a tractor?
Oh, yes, I drive a tractor. That's exactly what I thought I was going to do when they said they were going to do this thing. I thought I was going to get to drive a tractor, but they didn't ask me to, so then I powdered for a while. Then they called me because I teach physical education and said, do you know how to square dance? We don't. So then I knew I had them. One way or the other, I'm in this group.
Well, thanks. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you.
Queenaha's number one call girl right here.
Groovy.
Queenaha's number one call girl right here.
Groovy.
They're actually master drivers.
And then I can hum it.
They're actually master drivers.
And then I can hum it.
They're actually master drivers.
Groovy.
For young ladies all decked out in their finest, and for gentlemen that have matching colors. They have to have that because they don't know who their partner is if they don't.
And then I can hum it. And then I can hum it.
This is Gilroy McFadden, and you've been listening to the What I Wish I Didn't Know show. The What I Wish I Didn't Know show can be found at The Spank Wagon. The Spank Wagon can be found by going to vftp.net and clicking on Spank Wagon, and then just follow the various radio links. Eventually, you'll run into the show. Hey, at The Spank Wagon, you can also listen to The Spank Meister himself going on every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight.
or sometimes from midnight till 2, or sometimes from 9 till 11, or sometimes from 9 till 2, or sometimes from 1 till 3, or sometimes not at all, but mostly all the time. Depending on what he feels like. Play your favorite music live. And, all the class. Hey, this has been Killer McFadden, and you've been listening to the What I Wish I Didn't Know show. I think I already said that. So I'll just say, good night!